this morning. Good? Awesome, awesome. Well, listen, if I haven't had the opportunity to introduce myself yet, I'm Pastor Nick, the campus pastor here at the White Oak campus of Bridge City Church. And I say it every week, and I'll continue to say it. There's no place I'd rather be than right here with you all, worshiping God and praising His name. So excited you decided to spend your morning here doing just that. We are continuing our series today on divine privilege, and I love the sermon bumper every single week. It's the copier machine printing out the same exact copy over and over and over and over again. And it's a symbolization of the fact that we get the same privileges. If we become a son or daughter of Jesus Christ, every single one of us has the same inheritance. None of us gets shortchanged. We all get the same. Not one son gets more, not one daughter gets less. We get the exact same thing. But there's times where we could sit back and think, I don't get the same. Or why does he get more? Or why does she get more? Why do I get less? And we get stuck in that mindset. But today we're going to talk a little bit more about the fact that if we get stuck in that mindset, maybe, just maybe, it's because of us and not because of God. Maybe it's not him. Interesting. We're going to kick it off with the same verse that we've used every single week, and it's Ephesians 1, verse 3. And it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing." Let's say that together. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Now, the God that we serve says that we're called to bring heaven to earth. I know you may be thinking, listen, I'm sitting in White Oak, Pennsylvania at an office building on Jack's Run Road in White Oak, on some comfy chairs with the air conditioning blasting. But I want to let you know, there's zero air movement up here. You all are blessed. There's zero air movement up here. So if you guys all go like this, every once in a while, I'll get some air conditioning up here. But listen, this is still a heavenly place. You're called to bring heaven to earth. We are gathered together, and this is a heavenly place. So we get to experience all the spiritual blessings that God's created us to experience. What is a spiritual blessing, you ask? Thank you. Here we go. It refers to divine privileges and resources available now. Not later, now. You know what now means? Now. Grace and peace, to be children of God, inheritance, redemption, holy and blameless, a part of Jesus' church. I want those. I want all of them. And I want it now. J.G. Wentworth, it's my money. I want it now. What's the number? Anybody remember the number? 877. Cash now. It's my money. We've been having fun. Nobody says you can't have fun in church. And we're in Pittsburgh, and Mr. Rogers is from Pittsburgh, and Daniel Tiger is a spin-off of that, and my son's 4 years old, so he's into the whole Daniel Tiger thing. So we're going to imagine for a second, okay? Can we all imagine together? Who's imagining over here? Thank you, Jody. We're imagining. Y'all want to imagine? Okay. Here we go. How many of you have ever been on vacation before? Good bit of you, okay. Now, how many of you have ever been to an all-access resort? Like all-inclusive? Not as many. So this is where the imagination kicks in. This is where we got to pretend. An all-inclusive resort means that when you go there, everything's included. Everything. All that you eat, all the excursions. Right? You go off resort, you get to go on excursions. They make it seem really cool in the brochure, but it's really just rocks and stuff. I forget where Rachel and I were planning our honeymoon. We didn't even go on a honeymoon, but we were going to where? Where was it, in Mexico? I forget. It was some, I couldn't even say it. But the excursions look so cool. They make it look so cool. I probably wouldn't have fit on half the things they excursion you on. But anyways, I wanted to go because they make it look cool. But we're not even going to talk about those places. We're going to imagine the greatest all-access, all-inclusive resort you can even think of. The best restaurants in the world available to you. The most exciting excursions you could even possibly think of or fathom. I'm not talking about cheap ghetto quads or side-by-sides that have governors on them that you can't even go over 20 miles an hour. I'm talking like legit ones. All access. You go to Disney World, they give you magic bands. You scan that band, you get everything you want. You got to pay $15,000 to get it, but you get everything. Just scan your magic band. It's magical. Yeah, it's magical. You give them 15 grand. Poof. But listen, we're all inclusive, right? We all there? We get whatever we want. Imagine being at this resort and you decide, you know what? I'm going to go off resort. I'm going to eat at a restaurant. I got to go pay for it. All of us would look at you and say, well, that's not smart. Why would you go pay when you have all of this at your disposal? You can do whatever you want. I'm going to go do this excursion. It looks better. Well, you have to pay for that one. That seems stupid. Let's bring it back now. A divine privilege is being part of God's plan to demonstrate His power, peace, and presence Monday through Saturday. Let's keep going in Ephesians 1, 13 through 14. In Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to praise of His glory. Sealed, an impression made by a signet ring or other object. You received the bracelet. You have all access to the resort, to the greatest excursions you can imagine, to things that will feed you beyond your wildest imagination. You will hunger for nothing. You will thirst for nothing. But we decide to go off resort and pay for it. I don't say this often, but I believe that it's true right now. I'm preaching way better than you're responding. And I'm not saying that for you to respond to me. I'm saying for you to respond to what God's trying to deliver you this morning through me. We try too often to go outside of the all-access pass that God's given us. What does it mean that He's sealed us and He's given us a guarantee? Here it is. He has signified that He owns us. Ooh, that doesn't sound right. I don't want to be owned by anybody. Listen, if I want to be owned by Him. Own me. He signed me up. The contract is finished. The transaction is done. We are His. I can't wait for the day that Lennon is old enough that Rachel and I can sit down with him and show him the adoption papers that the judge signed and he sealed. It is finished. It's done. ownership. It signifies security. The security of knowing whose you are. You know, there are a lot of young couples getting married in our campus right now. A lot. It's amazing. If you're getting married soon, raise your hand. That's awesome. It's amazing. Rachel and I and Larry and Phyllis are doing a lot of the pre-marriage preparation, and we're excited for all of these weddings to take place so that we can send them all out into the world. But one of the things that we get to sit down and talk with these couples about is the greatest need that ladies need. Rachel and I get to do this, and it's security. They need emotional security, spiritual security, physical security, financial security. Ladies are complicated. They need one thing, but four different branches. Amazing. Guys just need respect and food. But we all need security. We all need to know that God has secured us as his children. We are identified as God's possession and given his authority. We got the bracelet. We just got to show, we got the bracelet. We're in. We are in. We have full authority, full jurisdiction. Talk more about that later. What does this guarantee mean that we see in Ephesians? You know, when you buy a house, you have to give them a deposit, earnest money. So everything, the process starts. A good faith deposit. And then they go through your finances with a fine-tooth comb. But that earnest money, that deposit, that down payment, it guarantees that the rest will be given. Exactly what God's guaranteeing us. Listen, here and now, you get to walk in all this. You get to dabble in the little bit of the inheritance that I'm going to show you now. But listen, there's so much more. How exciting is that, church? We get to experience all of these things here and now, but there's a promise for even more. All that is in heaven, our full inheritance, we're getting a down payment now. God's giving us some earnest money now. He's saying, listen, I'm good for it. Here's some joy. Here's some peace. As a matter of fact, here's all the authority that I gave Jesus. You can walk in all of that now, but I'm good for the rest. And you'll get it in eternity. I'm good for it. How many of you have ever had somebody come to you and say, hey, let me get 20. I'm good for it. How many of you ever had that? If you ever give that 20 out, just realize that is not a loan. That's a gift. Just have it. God's really good for it. Streets paved with gold. But you may be sitting here today and you may be thinking, I know this stuff, Pastor. I've heard it. But I'm not experiencing this privilege that you're talking about. I'm not experiencing this joy that you speak of. I'm not walking in this peace that you're discussing with the saints. I know that God is good. I know that he's this father that we are worshiping about. I know that he's the provider that Rob was speaking of. But I'm not getting that. I want to flip the script. Because we always sit back and say, woe is me. We throw ourselves a pity party. We get a nice little pity cake. Maybe a charcuterie board. Listen, most of you had no idea what a charcuterie board was until recently. I'd like to welcome you all to the world of cured meats. It's been great. I'm happy you all came because now it's more readily available to everyone else. The generation that grew up on Lunchables brought it back to everybody. They grew up now. But it's been around for a long time, everybody. Google Iberico ham. It'll change your world. It's only about 300 a pound. Anyways, back to real life. Luke 11, 13. Jesus' words, he's speaking red letters here. If you, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Maybe, just taking a shot in the dark here, you're not walking fully in the privileges that God is offering you because you haven't taken a moment to just sit back, chill, relax, and ask him. Just maybe. Because if you go before him as his son or daughter and say, hey, Dad, I really want this. I have a desire for more of what you have as your child, he is not going to hold back from you. He is not. Any parent in the room, if your child comes before you with a pure heart and looks up at you and says, please, I want this. And it's something that you have that is going to help them, you're not going to hold back from them. Listen, you're not going to God and asking him for $1 million cash and unmarked bills. You're going before him and asking him for more of his Holy Spirit, more of his power, more of his authority, more of his joy, more of his peace, more of the identity that he's given you as a son or daughter. He's not going to hold back. Listen, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Life is moving too fast for some of you, and sometimes you just need to yield, slow down, and get back into the flow of what God's doing. And some of you need to hear this. Yield does not mean stop. I mean that in a literal sense. Some of you need to hear that in a literal sense. It does not mean stop. It means slow down and proceed with caution and stop if necessary. Okay, that's the literal sense. That's when you're merging onto 376, okay? Here it is in the spiritual sense. Stop. Slow down, listen to God, start following him. Don't stop. Keep moving and get into the flow of what he's doing. We'll talk more about that later, but don't stop. We always just stop and we throw ourselves a pity party. Let's keep going in Ephesians 1, verse 15. We're going to read some verses here. Follow along with me. If you have your Bible, open it up. As a matter of fact, I want to encourage you for a second. I want to encourage you to get a real Bible. I love the phones. We'll talk more about them in a minute. But I want to encourage you to get a real Bible. If you don't have one, come and see me. I want you to learn what it feels like to hold the Word of God in your hand. not an electronic that has every distraction in the world. We are a spoiled generation to have everything at our fingertips, literally everything. I want to encourage you to get a real Bible, to feel what it feels like to hold the truth, the word, the power, the authority, the promises in your hand, okay? Can you receive that encouragement? Everybody that says yes already had a real Bible in their hand. I'm just being honest. They did. Everybody that said yes, like, had a real Bible in their hand. Okay, Ephesians 1, 15 through 17. We're going to keep reading. We're going to read 18. We're going to go. Follow along. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. This is Paul taking a break here, encouraging people. We're going to catch the encouragement of what Paul's speaking. For your love toward all of the saints. We're going to break that down in a minute. I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the Lord God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Let's keep going. Verse 18. Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what the hope is to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Let's keep going. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in the age, but also in the one to come. Let's go back to verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Church, we receive wisdom from the Spirit of God when we spend time in his. Paul is reminding us here of the promises and the privilege that we receive when we spend time with God. There are three things that Paul's prayed over us in this prayer, that he spoke over us. The three things that Paul prays that we would see, that we would understand, that we would experience. The first one is that we would understand the hope of our calling. The second is that we would see that we are his glorious inheritance. The third is that there's great power towards us. The second one here, we have an inheritance that God is promising us. We get to walk in some of it now, but we're getting a lot of it later. But it's amazing to think that we are his inheritance. We are what God gets. You're his return. You're what he's investing in. Not Amazon, not Apple, not Bitcoin, not Ethereum, not any other cryptocurrency that just got invented right now. You. You're his inheritance. So let's unpack these three. The hope of your calling. Where do you find definition in that? Where do you find an understanding in that? Number one, knowing that you're saved. Knowing that you know, not just thinking you prayed a prayer when you were 12 at a camp because your friends did it. Knowing that you know that you had a moment with Christ at the cross and you laid it down at the feet of Jesus and you were made righteous and you were justified and you started the sanctification process. knowing that you were sealed. You got the bracelet. You know, I have friends and people I'm acquainted with on social media, and when those bracelets come for Disney World, those magic bracelets, they make videos, and they get the mail. They're excited because they know they're sealed. They got the bracelet. They got their magic bracelet. How many of us celebrate the fact that we're sealed? We're signed, sealed. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Come on, little Stevie Wonder. Come on. I didn't let it out at the first one. It was back here. It was stuck in the back of my head the whole time. I had to talk about it to let it out. But that's how we have the hope of our calling. We're sealed. We got the bracelet. We're saints. Amen. You may think, I'm not a saint. I'm a sinner. Yes, you are. But God. Larry Powden Jr. is not here. He's away with his family. But anytime you talk to him, you say, Larry, how are you doing? He's like, I'm great. How are you, saint? What are you up to today, saint? Saint, that was a great message. He's only said that to me a couple times, but I remember it. But he's not speaking to where you're at right now. He's speaking to where you're going. We're all sinners. But when God looks at you, he doesn't see you. He sees Jesus. We're sons. We're adopted into the family. We're seated in heavenly places. What does that mean? Because you're sitting in White Oak, Pennsylvania, 3001 Jacks Run Road, 15131. Every time I say the address, I think of Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. The way my brain works, it's who I am. But what is a seated in heavenly place? I'm on comfy chairs in an office building. Seated in heavenly places means you know your position in Christ. You know your identity, and you don't have a perspective for just here and now. You have an eternal one. You're not just seated here. You're seated there. Your position is not just here. Your position is in your destination. That's what seated in heavenly places means. Yes, my physical body's here, but I'm focused on there. Once again, I don't see a lot of this. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the fact that we're supposed to have that eternal focus. His glorious inheritance in the saints. That's us. We are God's inheritance, his special treasured possessions. I want you to think about your most treasured possession. Obviously, if you're a parent, you're going to think of your children. But I want you to think about it for a second, how God looks at you. You, us. You're the apple of his eye. I want you to look up Psalm 17:8, Zechariah 2:8, Deuteronomy 32:10. I want you to know what God says about you. I want you to understand what he thinks when he looks at you, when he looks at us. You're the apple of his eye. Had a great experience with Lennon this week. Took him to his first Pirate game. Went up the escalator at home plate. We walked up, was holding him, and he looked out across home plate. First time he ever saw the stadium in the field. And he looked at me and he said, "Wow, Dada." And I'll never forget the look in his eye. Rachel got a picture of it. I'm so thankful she did. And I'll never forget looking at him. And I got a picture of this that paled in comparison of how God looks at us. It wasn't even a glimpse of how God looks at us. And the way Lennon looked at PNC Park pales in comparison of how God looks at us. Lennon will never look at PNC Park again the same. because he's going to realize what the pirates are. Let's keep going. The immeasurable power directed towards those who believe. Immeasurable power. You can't fathom it. You can't even understand it. It's immeasurable. It's delegated to you. You're given it. You're authorized. You got the bracelet. You're marked. You're operating in a designated jurisdiction. Do you want to know what your jurisdiction is? No? The world. The world. You have no boundaries. Where should you start? Your neighborhood. Your family, your world. Don't think about just the world. Think about your world. There are people in your world I may never meet. Rachel may never meet. There are people in your world that need you to walk in your designated jurisdiction. I have a lot of friends that are police officers, and you know, I pray for them regularly. I have one friend, he was a Port Authority police officer. You guys know the Port Authority police? I learned something very, very cool about them. I thought that they just policed the buses. You know that they don't? Their jurisdiction is wherever buses go. So don't speed past them. Their jurisdiction is second only to the state police. When my buddy got that job, I was like, bro, you're a bus cop? He's like, no, bro, my jurisdiction's huge. It's like next to the state police. I was like, well, congratulations, bro. I had no idea. Thanks for letting me know, because I thought those were bus cops. I didn't understand his authority. So many times we don't understand ours. We don't understand the jurisdiction that we have when we're sealed, when we have the bracelet, when we have the power. We have the delegated authority and empowerment that Jesus has given us. Let's go. 22, 23, Ephesians 1. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The body of Christ, being a part. Let's go back to the yield sign. We may think, I don't know how to get into the flow of traffic. I feel stuck. I feel stopped. Things may be moving too fast. I don't know what to do. Church, one of the things that in the 16 and a half years that I've been a part of Bridge City Church that I've always appreciated is we will never preach something and not give you an opportunity to put into practice what we're preaching about. Here's an opportunity to get into the flow of what God's doing and help you to understand portions of your inheritance and how to walk in it. We have our growth track coming up on May 22nd at North Braddock from 5 to 8 p.m. If you've been through Next Steps and you're looking for a way to get into the flow of traffic and follow Jesus and see where he's leading you, this is for you. If you haven't finished Next Steps or haven't started Next Steps, that's where you go into traffic. That's where you get into traffic. Next Steps is designed for you to be able to discover your gifts, learn more about Bridge City Church, how you could become an active and growing part of the church, and how you can use your gifts to make a difference in the lives of others. Next Steps happens the first and second Sunday of every month during our second worship experience. I don't want to miss church, Pastor. Come to the first, go to Next Steps during the second. We've designed it that way so you don't have to miss. Well, I don't have childcare. Yes, you do. Bridge City Kids takes place during the second worship experience. Check your kids in. We've removed every stumbling block so that you can get into the flow of traffic. You may think, oh, well, I've done that. I still feel like I'm stuck in the merging lane. Maybe, just maybe, you need to spend a night just full of worship and prayer. When do I do that? Well, May 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the North Braddock campus. Wow. There's lots of traffic. Maybe I should get my calendar down and write down these directions. Well, I'm just a guy. I feel like I can't connect at some of these things. I don't know what to do. The ladies just had a great ladies' night on Friday night. Listen, look at that. My wife didn't get home until 10:30. I know she didn't eat ice cream for 3.5 hours. I was so excited when she got home. She said, people just hanging out, just praying with each other. Just having fun, just sharing life. You know what that's a sign of? Number one, relationships are being recognized as a privilege that we get to walk in within the kingdom. Number two, health. Number three, a desire for more. The guys are like, well, they had that. I need that. It's amazing. We scheduled a guys' night on June 5th. June 5th at 6 p.m. here at the White Oak campus. It's amazing how these things work. Because we know that relationships are something that is privileged to us within the kingdom. And you know what we're going to do at this men's night? We're going to empower each other. We're going to equip each other. We're going to challenge each other. We're going to pray. We're going to make each other uncomfortable in some way, because iron sharpens iron and a man sharpens a man. And I've seen iron get sharpened and it doesn't look enjoyable for the iron. It doesn't. But once it's sharp, it looks like it's having a good time. These are the privileges we get to walk in. I don't want to jump into next week's message, but next week we're wrapping up the divine privilege. And one of the things that we're going to talk about next week is to not fool yourself. You know, you can lie to other people, and you can lie to yourself, and you could try to lie to God, but you really can't. He knows. He knows everything. And we're going to talk about that next week, but I wanted to plant that seed right now, because this is a time where we're going to go into an opportunity where you have the opportunity to lie to yourself. And I want us to be able to have a truthful moment between ourselves and God, and really step out in faith and receive some things that I believe God wants us to receive. And I want us to really activate the divine privileges that we talked about today. Being sealed and marked by the Holy Spirit. But there's some things that keep us from fully walking in that. There's some individuals that I asked to pray, and if I ask you to pray, I want you to make your way forward. And there's going to be some individuals that I'm going to ask to pray. Jim, if you want to grab somebody to pray with. Rudy and Brennan, if you guys want to pray. Sean and Lauren, if you guys want to pray. Brandon and Steph. Where's Steph? She's already up there. You got Steph up there. But these are the three things that really keep you stuck from activating these divine privileges. The first one, you're not really born again. This one's real. And some of us can lie to ourselves sometimes. Maybe you just prayed a prayer. Maybe you just raised your hand one day. You just mailed it in. You just had an emotional response, but you're not fully walking in the power of the cross. You're not really born again. The second one, you're disconnected from the body of Christ. The third one, your eyes or your heart have gone dim. So here's what we're going to do. I'm not going to ask you to just stand up while everybody else is sitting and come forward. I'm going to ask everybody to stand up right now. Because if we could have everybody stand, that first person that walks up doesn't feel uncomfortable. While the rest of us are lying to ourselves, that first person that walks up doesn't feel uncomfortable. And this is what we're going to do. This is going to stay up here on the screen. And as you come forward to receive prayer, there's three options, and then I'm going to add a fourth. The fourth one is none of the above. I just need a little bit of prayer today. And that's okay. Not all of us fall into these three. But maybe you need to give your life to Jesus today. And you can walk up and say, listen, I want to give my life to Jesus today. And these people are prepared to pray with you. Maybe you feel disconnected from the body of Christ. These individuals are prepared to pray with you, and then they're going to walk you over to the connection point and talk to you about next steps and talk to you about the growth track and talk to you about the men's night or talk to you about the ladies' night that'll be coming up or the overflow event or show you about connection groups that'll be relaunching in September. They're going to show you how to get connected to the body here at Bridge City Church. The third one, my eyes or my heart have gone dim. They're going to help you get reignited with your relationship with Jesus and pray for you to fall in love with your first love and how to get devoted again because you just got disconnected from the Word. So church, here's what we're going to do. As you feel led, the worship team is going to continue to play lightly in the background, and I'm going to ask you to come down the center rows. The ushers are going to direct you to teams as they're open. And we're just going to receive prayer. If you're at your seat, I'm going to ask that you just pray from your seat if you're not coming forward. But let's just receive prayer today. Amen? Let's receive.